Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. I am so glad to be with you again today, with you, and you, wherever you are at this moment, however you are listening to us. We appreciate it. We love you. We are praying for you, and you. Right now, that all is well, that you are still praying, holding on to God's unchanging hand this day. Because what? This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, anyhow. Glory be to God. And now, call us now, 347-857-3925. Give us a call if you want us to pray for you or to agree with you, bless God, or whatever you desire for us to do at this hour, we will do our best to accommodate you. So call us, 347-857-3925, and so you can hear your name called also in prayer. If you need us to agree with you about anything, whatever way it may be, okay? All right, here is Sister Dame.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly. Father, grieving the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know, each and every person, name by name, Lord Father, what they're in need of, Lord Father. And we thanking you right now, Lord Father, as we touch and agree, Lord Father, with those that ask for prayer for themselves or for their loved ones, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kathleen Warren, Lord Father. Thanking you, Lord Father, for bringing her through those many surgeries, Lord Father. Father, that she is able, Lord Father, to walk again, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to strengthen her leg right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that nothing is too hard for you. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Deacon Michael, Lord Father. I ask you to touch him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet as we cover him under the blood, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for healing of his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for continually, Lord Father, touching him. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for releasing him right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over Crystal right now, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Thanking you also, Lord Father, for touching her as well, Lord Father. Father, we speak healing to her body right now, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Touch her children, Lord Father. Father, keep them safe, Lord. Father, keep her household safe right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Sister Elizabeth, Lord. Keep her covered, Lord, Father, under the blood from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father. Father, she is one of your soldiers, Lord, Father. Father, touch her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Touch Ricky also, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for how you brought him through, Lord, Father, those surgeries as well, Lord, Father. Knowing, Lord, Father, it was nobody but you, Lord, Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you as you continue to give Sister Elizabeth strength right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor George, Lord Father. Father, covering him under the blood from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, as we continue, Lord Father, to speak healing to his body. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Sharon, Lord Father. Father, covering her under the blood from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father, as we continue to speak healing, Lord Father, and strength right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we hold your man and woman of God, Lord Father, those, Lord Father, that are preaching and teaching and preparing your people, Lord Father, we cover them under the blood, Lord, from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Continue, Lord Father, to give them the strength that they need right now, Lord Father, as you build that hedge of protection round about them in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Nikki right now, Lord Father. Touch her also right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. We speak healing to her body in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for healing those bite marks, Lord Father. We thank you for touching her mind, Lord Father, and giving her peace right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for just touching her body in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, touch our listeners right now, Lord Father. Father, touch them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Father, as they go out, Lord Father, to their jobs, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, asking you right now, Lord, to keep them safe, Lord Father, from COVID, hurt, harm, or danger, Lord Father, any unseen driver right now, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father. Father, for touching them and seeing about them right now. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for how it has touched many nations, Lord Father, the people, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you right now for using this broadcast, Lord Father, as you use my apostle and bishop and pastor and all the other speakers, Lord Father, that comes on, Lord Father, to touch the people, giving them a word, Lord Father, a true and right now word, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you. So, Holy Spirit, have your way on this broadcast today. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, decrease right now, Lord, in our speaker, Elder Addison, right now, as you increase in her. Holy Spirit, have your way. We thank you for that right now word. We thank you for healing and deliverance right now on this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for this day. Yes, yes, this is one of those days. Bless God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Now look, don't call. No, you're not going to call. Text. Text your people, text your friend, text somebody that you want to hear a word today, you know, because this has to be the day for you. This has to be the day for you. I won't say anything right at this moment, but this is your day. God was waiting for you. That's why he ordained this day. Praise God. Just for you. Yes, he did. I'll tell you again why. But we thank God for you. Amen. Let me tell you just a little short word here for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Now, look, while I'm talking, you call 347-857-3925. Somebody will get in touch with you. Courage is the quality it takes to look at yourself with candor, your adversaries with kindness, and your setbacks with serenity. Courage is the quality it takes to look at yourself with candor, your adversaries with kindness, and your setbacks with serenity. Govern yourselves accordingly. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for being here today. And you have to excuse us today. We're all a little discombobulated. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for Sister Diane. We thank God for Bishop Porter. Also, we thank God for you, 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 and you. Whoever you are and wherever you are at this time, we thank you. We thank you for informing your friends and your enemies and whoever else you want to inform them that a word is coming through just for you today. Yes, amen. Yes. And I tell you, I thank God for it. I thank God for what he's doing, no matter how crazy it seems. Hallelujah. I thank God for it. All right. Yes, don't you thank God for being in this world? Amen. Yes, you could have been gone, and you don't even know where you're going, is it? My God, my God. God is good, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Let me tell you, I don't know what I'd do without it. Take me through every challenge that I face. Huh? Every storm that blows, this glory to God, I just thank God. All I want to do is thank him. Oh, for keeping me one more day, one more day. I'm going to take one day at a time. Amen, amen. One day at a time. Thanking him for being here. I thank him that some of my family's here, and I see a few of them has left away from here, gone. And so many funerals over there in St. Cloud, Florida there, they got about 4 or 5 people done left here already. And some of them are related to me. My God, that's a lot of funerals we have to attend, ain't it? My God, my God, my God. I thank God I'm still here. Amen, amen, amen. One more day. And you know why I'm here? I'm going to make use of this day. Do you make use of the day that you're here?
Amen.
Huh? I'm going to pray for those that are still here. Those that are suffering, sick and suffering, those that are discouraged, those that don't have nobody to care for them, I'm going to pray for them, you know. I'm going to pray for you also, wherever you are, whatever kind of conditions you have to live in. Oh, my God, whether you don't have a place to stay, now I know you don't hear me if you don't have a place to you. My God, but somebody going to tell you about the Lord. Somebody got to stop by wherever you are and tell you about Jesus and try to do something to help you. I'm praying that God send somebody your way to help you through the dilemma that you're in. I see, that's what I'm saying. I'm taking this day that God has allowed me to help somebody in some small way, no matter how small it may be. I just want to help somebody. Amen. And you know I'm going to pray for them anyway. And I'm going to pray for you, 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 and you too. Glory be to God. Amen. And then I'm going to throw myself in there too. gotta pray for myself. Hallelujah. Because we don't know what's going to happen the next moment, do we? No, we don't. So let us praise. Let us praise the Lord. Let us glorify him this day. Because this is his day. And he has given us the opportunity to use this day in his name. And that's what I'm going to do. You going to do it too? Yes, yes, yes. We want you to be blessed in this hour. We want to send all the prayers we can send to you today. And your friends, your relatives that you connected to, we're going to send prayers to them too. So our prayers together will accomplish much. Don't you forget to allow yourself to, amen, just do something today. Do something worthwhile. Take somebody a bag of grocery if you can. Go in your cabinet. Don't get the bent cans now.
Come on,
and them ones that rusty, you throw them away. You
come
know, but give them what you gonna eat.
Amen.
Give them a bag of groceries. I didn't say you have to give them all of them, all your groceries in your house, but at least take them a bag of groceries. You know, one of them brown paper bags. Fill it up and take it to them. Okay, you know they need it. Take it to them. I know people are prideful today. And nobody wants you to give them anything. Oh, I'll make it anyhow. And they're starving to death. You know, that don't even make sense, do it. God is moving. You are asking God to make a way. Somebody come along with a bag of groceries. Don't you know that's God making a way for you? But you want him to come down and sit it in your lap? Well, he not do it. He got us to do that, people to do that, okay? All right, remember that now. All right, when you hungry, you getting put out those, God tell somebody, come by and bring you some money to help you pay your rent, mortgage, or whatever the case may be. Huh? Now, did you expect God to come and bring it? Yeah, I know you did, but he didn't, did he? He sent somebody, didn't he? Mm-hmm. See, his hands is still extended. You see his hands extended right towards you because those are his hands that's bringing it. Just remember that today. Just thought I'd tell you that so you don't refuse it. And you know your children hungry. Don't make them starve just because you got pride. Forget that pride. Do you know this is an era now that you are not supposed to have pride? You're supposed to drop your pride. Mm-hmm. You need somebody to help you. Hello. I'm just saying now, you need somebody to help you now. Hmm? Ain't no time to be happy. I ain't never had nobody to help me. Well, maybe you never have, but maybe you will not. With this disease going on, everybody got to help somebody. Because everybody needs some kind of help. If it's not nothing but to help you get to the hospital, pick you up and carry you to the hospital, drive you to the hospital, call the ambulance, whatever, they still helping you, see? And you don't even want to appreciate it. My. Poor thing. Hallelujah. But you know what? Whatever man sow, that's what he'll reap. Hmm? That's what you'll reap some of that same little prideness and everything when it's your time. You reach all of that. God is good, though. Huh? His mercy endureth to all generations. To all generations. His mercy goes out to everybody. Everybody. You see? To all generations. That's what he said. So realize that. You're going to need him. I know they say, no, I don't. I know how to fend for myself. And they forgot. When they got crippled, they needed somebody to help them. Mm-hmm. You see, people don't just talk needless stuff. Half of it's pride, selfishness. Don't want to do nothing for nobody. Let them do it for themselves. I work for mine, so let them. That's the wrong thing to say. Mm-hmm. Lose that thought. that you have in that way. See, and put on the thoughts of Jesus today. This is what we're looking for you to do. That's what I am. Because everyone need to get together. That's, hey, God made it that way, didn't he? For us to help one another, to be there for one another. And why you want to be selfish? Get rid of it right now. Say, today I'm changing. I'm changing today. My selfish thinking of only me, my, and mine. Yeah. You look, well, I'm still going to buy my child them $200 sneakers. Well, I'm not going to buy you no $200 sneakers now. Now, if I can find them for $20, I get them, and they look just like the same ones you paid $200 for. Those are the ones I'm going to get. And you better thank God for them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I ain't being mean. I'm just thinking in reality today, you know. Praise God. Hallelujah. We do dumb things for pride's sake. I want my children to have the best. I've always wanted mine to have the best, too. But I realized I didn't have that kind of best money. And my children tell you, I got them the Willy Bobos. I think that's what they used to call them. The Willy Bobos. They were mad, too. Willy Bobos, praise God. Amen. I told my son, you better put them tennis on and go on in school and shut your mouth. Praise the Lord. You know how we ruin our children for pride's sake? Yeah, but I don't know why I'm talking about pride. But anyway, praise the Lord. God is good to us. So let us appreciate it and use it wisely. And if when you get that little check, when you get that little check, use it wisely. Okay? And you know what? Give God a little bit of it. Okay? Don't forget God. Because you could not get. You see how they were fighting up there on Capitol Hill about that little check? Huh? You see how they've been fighting about it? Well, you all thank God when it get there. Isn't that right? You all thank God when it get there. And use it wisely. Okay? Now, ladies, listen. Buy you some fingernail polish so you don't have to go to the nail place and spend $100. Okay, my nails cost $100. What you did, get some false ones? They don't cost no $100 now. Listen, you must be getting awfully fancy. All right, pride. Yes, I go to Spencer. Yes, I got this here Louis Vuitton. I got Coach. I got all them people, but I ain't paying that much. What you want to do, I'm not going to pay a year's wage for a pocketbook because I bet I don't have no money to put in it. My God. You see how pride would cause us to do things. But let God show you how to do things, how to spend your money. Be good stewards over God's money. That's all I'm trying to say. Be a good steward over God's money. It's still God's money. Now, I don't care if they did send you some in the mail. It's still God's money. Be a good steward over it, okay? And do wisely the best you can. But don't worry about it, you know. We worry too much, all right? We do. We do worry too much. I had to find out that, too. I was worrying too much, too. So now, hey, I just talk about it. So I don't worry no more about it. Ain't no sense in me worrying about your sin. Ain't no sense in me worrying about my children's sin. I can't do nothing but pray and call on God for them. They have to do something about their sins, you see. I can't do it, but they have to do it, all right? I have to do something about my own sin, keep myself from sin. Praise God. Amen. That's a job all by itself, ain't it? My God. Amen. I'm just, you know, giving you a little time to go call somebody, text them, however you communicate with them. Do it today. Amen. Because We're going to let this woman of God come on here to say amen. And we're going to apologize to her and everything else too, praise God. But I'm glad she's here. You know why? Because God has to have a word for us today. You know why? Because this is an accident. It's an accident. Praise God. But we take every accident and use it for God's glory, won't we?
Amen.
Isn't that right? Now listen, don't forget to ask questions. Don't forget to try to, you know, communicate in this message and everything. Listen, don't be afraid. Nobody can bite you. We are all on a line somewhere. We can't touch you. We can't even see you with the rollers in your head. We can't see nothing. You see? So, I want you to be geared for it now. Come on, get ready. Get ready. Because, you know, hey, God got something special. For God to put this program on today, I didn't do it. God had to do it. All right? God did it. You hear what I'm saying? So therefore, the word is for you. You for you. See, this is what you do. All right? All right, we're going to let her come and go when she gets ready. Praise God. And then our own Elder Addison.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Can everybody hear me?
Good morning. Yes.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord for another day. Bless God for this opportunity to come and share with the Lord. I believe the Lord has given me, and bless the Lord for everyone who's listening in. Praise God. I give honor to Apostle Gloria and Bishop Porter and Sister Diane, and all those who are listening on today. I have a word, I believe, that the Lord has given me to encourage us. It's a word of exhortation to encourage us in this time of different things that's going on. You may be experiencing some things in your life right now because life happens. You know, we have life changes and different things that go on. But the message that the Lord has given me for today, if you need a title, it's Faith Under Pressure. Faith Under Pressure. And sometimes we do experience things that challenges our faith. And, you know, sometimes we might wonder, my goodness, you know, we might question, where is God? We might question, you know, if even our salvation sometimes, we find that hard place in. And we just need to just think about, you know, our faith and how we're believing and how we're trusting God. Are we putting our, you know, putting these situations and how we're handling them with our own strength, with our own mind, with our own thoughts, you know? And so today, I hope this morning, I hope that this word will encourage us to continue on, not to give up, but to stay the course that God has given us. And as I said, it is Faith Under Pressure. And I'm going to be coming from James chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. James, a bondservant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He's a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but the rich in his humiliation, because as a flower of the field, he will pass away. For no sooner has the sun risen with a burning heat than it withers the grass, its flower falls, and its beautiful appearance perishes. So the rich man also will fade away in his pursuits. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. So James knew that the Christians scattered all over the world would be challenged in their faith. They would be challenged to their faith and challenged to remain faithful. And so their belief needed to be not only about their thoughts, about intellectual, about what's in the head, but also practical. And so this is what James wanted the Christians to know, to put their faith into action. And sometimes we need to put our faith into action. There will be some circumstances that we may find ourselves in that we need to really have our faith fortified and put our faith into action. So faith without works is dead. And so the word tells us. And so God allows those hard places. He may allow those situations in order to refine us, to develop our character, to find out who we really are, you know, and where our faith walk is, and to bring us closer to Him. So when we find ourselves in these hard places, it's not a time to bail out. It's not a time to give up. It's not a time to, try to work things out on our own, but to really draw closer to God and trust Him with the situation. So we need to have a right attitude about it. How are we approaching those hard places, those hard times, those trials, those tribulations, the difficult situations in our lives? Now, how do we approach it? Are we approaching it with the right attitude? Are we seeking God for wisdom? How are we handling these situations? And so as we look at James in the verses 1 through 12, we're going to look at what James had said about them, what he encouraged the people to do. And so as we go through, as I said earlier, now James is talking to the Christians that have been scattered all over the world. And so he's in verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. He's count it all joy because we have a God who's looking out for us. We have a God who's given us a measure of faith. We have a God who said he would never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. So count it all joy. And sometimes you may be wondering, that's a difficult thing to do, to count it all joy when these trials come. How can I count it all joy? And so, but he said, don't despise. We can't despise the tests and the challenges that come at us from all sides. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 12, it reads, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm sorry. Let me find it right quick. Chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 12. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, I'll start at 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. First of all, the power that we're operating in, the power that we had, the power is not the power that we're operating in. It's not of us, but it is of God that's within us. It's the power that is within us. And so verse 8 says, we are hard-pressed on every side, yet we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but we're not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're struck down, but not destroyed. So we see here that when we are saying this, that we're not destroyed in this. You know, we're not destroyed. We may have some things that may be happening, but we are not going to be forsaken. We're not, you know, but we're not in despair because we know the God who we serve, the God who's all-powerful, all-knowing, almighty God. And so we can look at this and be in confidence in knowing that we have the victory. We do have the victory. We already have the victory through Jesus Christ. And so that's what we need to remember, that in our hearts, that we have the victory already. We're not fighting for victory. The victory has already been won for us. We put that down, put that tool down that you're trying to fight for victory. No, we're fighting with victory. Praise God. So it's not fighting, the victory has already been won for us. Amen. So, and then as we, knowing that the testing, praise God, thank you, Lord, and so that we don't despise the tests and the challenges that come from all sides. And then when under pressure, in verse 3, as it says that knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. So when under pressure, your faith, your faith is exposed. Your faith walk is exposed. When you are under pressure, people are watching to see how you're going to handle that situation. That's when our faith, you look at our faith is exposed during the times that we are under pressure. And it shows its true colors. So we need to look at, you know, how is our faith showing? What does our faith walk look like when we're under pressure? You know, what will the world see? Will they see Jesus within us? Will they see the character of Jesus in us when we are under pressure? You know, are we doing, will our actions, our behaviors reflect the image of God? Will the fruit of the Spirit be manifested in our lives when we're under pressure, when our faith is under pressure? So when we have the tests and the challenges, you know, when we're under that pressure, know that our faith life is exposed and exposed to those who are watching us to see how we're going to handle it as a Christian. In verse 4, but let patience have its perfect work that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. We serve such an awesome God. I bless the Lord. Oh my God, He is so awesome and mighty. It says that let patience have its perfect work that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So let patience have its perfect work. Don't try to get out of the situation before God's will is manifested in your life. God wants His will to be manifested in our lives. And so sometimes we want to get out of the heat, you know, when the heat rises, we want to get out of that situation. We don't want to allow God to work in our lives. So that's why we need to have patience and trust in God and knowing that God has it in His hands, that He's handling the situation. But we got to believe what God says about us, that we are overcomers. We have to believe what God says about us, that we are the head and not the tail. We have to believe what God says about us, amen, that He will be the lifter of our heads, that He will be the shield about us. So we have to believe that, believe His promises and stand on those promises and not try to get out of the situation before God's will is manifested in our lives, fully developed. So when we're in that place, amen, when we're in that place, when we are in those hard situations, God's will is working in our lives. His power is working in our lives, that we will be fully developed in all of a Christian character. And that's what it's all about. And then there's a story that I want to tell you, that I want to read to you quickly about this. It's the story of the silversmith. It is the story of the silversmith, that what God does in our lives. And sometimes when we want to get out of the situation, there's a reason why God wants us to stay in that situation. So I'm going to share the story of the silversmith. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. That's the Malachi 3:3. So this puzzles a Bible study group. One of the members offered to learn about the process of refining silver and informed them at their next study. He visited a silversmith and watched him at work. He watched the silversmith hold a piece of silver over the fire and let it heat up. The silversmith explained that in refining silver, you must hold the silver in the middle of the fire where the flames were hottest to burn away all the impurities. And the member then thought about God holding us where the flames are the hottest to burn away our impurities. And this is where we want to jump ship. This is where we want to get off the partis wheel. This is where we want to, just try to do things our own way. This is where the enemy will bring in the fear. You know, we have the fear, the doubt, the unbelief, and we want to try to put things into our own hands. So then he thought again about the verse, and he shall set as a refiner and purifier of silver. He asked the silversmith if it was true that he had to sit there in front of the fire and watch the process at all times. So I just want to get for you to get a visual of this. The silversmith answered that not only did he have to sit there holding the silver, but he had to keep his eyes on the silver the entire time it was tested in the fire. God is watching us. He's not leaving us while we are in the fire. He's watching us. And why? So if the silver was left a moment too long in the flames, it would be destroyed. So you must leave it long enough to serve the purpose, but not too long that it would destroy it. So just thinking about that, My God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He's not going to leave us in those situations. He's not going to leave us in that place, in that hard place. It may be painful. It may be hurtful. You may feel hopeless, but God is not going to leave us in that place because he knows if we're staying it. He knows all about us. He created us. So if he leaves us in that place too long, he knows if we stay in that place too long that we will be destroyed, that we would not be any good for his purpose. Our destinies would not be fulfilled. So thank you, Lord. So the member was silent for a moment and then asked the silversmith, how do you know when the silver is fully refined? And he smiled and answered, oh, that's easy, when I see my image in it. So the silversmith knows just how long to keep the silver over the fire. He does not keep it over the fire too long or too short, but he knows when it is just long enough, when it is just right to purify it. So when you're over that heat, just remember that God has his eyes on you. He knows when you have had enough and you have been refined and purified. Hallelujah. That's your character being developed. Amen. His timing will always be just right when you are feeling the heat of the fire. Remember that God has his eye on you and he will sit as a refiner and purifier, keeping watch until he sees the image in you, sees his image in you. Amen. God is, he's aware of our needs. He knows what our limits are. He knows how much we can stand, how much we can take. He knows what our capacity is. He also knows just when you have had enough. You may have been in that place today when you just have had enough. I want to encourage you on today to know that God has his eye on you. And he's ready to change your situation for you. Your situation will change today if you trust and believe him and let God have his complete, do the complete work in you in the name of Jesus. So trust the Lord. Trust him. He knows all about us. He created us. And the results will be at the right time. In due season, you shall reap. This is your season. I want to speak to someone right now and let you know this is your due season. Do not give up. This is your due season. You will see God manifesting the promises in your life. Hallelujah. And as Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Yet will I trust him. So when you're over the flames, trust him. It will be for your good and for God's glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Can the Lord and others see his image in your life? And that's what we want. We want others to see the image of God in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so as we go, continue on. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. We don't know it all. We don't know it all. Our thoughts are not like God's thoughts. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Our thoughts may be influenced by our past experiences. So that's why we need to go to God and ask him for wisdom. Ask him. Hallelujah. And he will give it to us. Amen. We don't know, as I said earlier, we don't know it all. Sometimes we're trying to make decisions on how, you know, on what we're thinking, on our thoughts. Our thoughts may be influenced by past experiences. Our thoughts may be influenced by the environment that we're in. Our thoughts may be influenced by how we see ourselves. You know, we don't see ourselves as worthy of God's love, of God's promises. We may see, so our thoughts can, our thoughts influence, you know, those things. And then when we have those thoughts, and then our behaviors reflect those thoughts. And so then we act on what we're believing. We act on, you know, what we see. So we ask God for help. He's willing to help. Ask him for the wisdom. He'll give it to. God is the giver of all good things. Amen. And he's willing to bless us. He's willing to show himself strong. And he looks for those who he can show himself strong to. I want to encourage you today and know that God will show himself strong to you. He's looking for you. He's the God who sees. He's heard your cry. He's the God who hears. He's the God who sees. So he sees your circumstances. He sees your heart. He sees where you are. And he's looking for you to show himself strong too. So he will show himself strong too and on your behalf today. Hallelujah. So ask God for wisdom and he'll give it to us. He'll give it to us liberally. Thank you, Father. And then verse 6. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. So ask in faith. Boldly approach his throne of grace. Ask believing. Silence the voices of doubt and unbelief. Silence the voices of doubt and unbelief with the word, by being in the presence of God, by sitting with him, by meditating on his word. Taste and see that the Lord is good, amen, through his word. Get it in your heart and let that word work for you. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We want to see God working in our lives, amen. We want to see God working. We want to see the promises manifested in life, but we have to believe and trust God. Stand on his promises and know that what he says, that he will do it, he will perform it. His word will not return unto him void, amen. That's why it's important to pray. That's why to have courage. I think the apostle mentioned earlier about having courage. Having courage to go to God, even though we may not feel like it, even though we may not believing that God will answer, but have the courage to go, to have the courage to trust God. Ask him to help your unbelief, and he will do it. Help us, Lord. Help our unbelief when we're in that place of doubt. You know, when we're unstable, when we're wavering between belief and unbelief, believing in the power of God. Amen. Believing in the power of God, but then limiting God's power. But believing that God's power, he has the power to deliver us. He has the power to set us free. Amen. He has the power to heal us. He has the power to restore relationships. He has the power to restore our joy, to restore our peace. But it's believing and trusting in God. Boldly approach his throne of grace, asking and believing. And then the Lord was showing me that sometimes there are some who may still see the Father in the same way, see our Heavenly Father in the same way as their natural Father. And they have a hard time with that relationship because of the negative experience they might have had with their earthly Father. I want to encourage you on today and just to forgive. I want to encourage you to forgive. I want to encourage you to allow God to heal that place. where you that you've been may have been hurt by your father. There are some things that may have happened, and you're still holding the hurt and the pain, the shame and the guilt, the unforgiveness. Allow God to heal you today. Allow the power of the Holy Spirit to heal you today. Allow the work of the cross through Jesus Christ to heal you on today, to deliver you. Because our Heavenly Father is not the same as our natural fathers. Amen. And so, but Jesus Christ has made a way for we to have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Amen. And verse 7, thank you, Lord. And verse 7, for let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. Praise God. So real faith is more than just a thought, it's action. We have to put our faith into action. We have to do something. You know, when God is speaking, He's giving us a task to do. Giving us an assignment to do. He's showing us. He's telling us how to overcome. He's showing us what you need to do to overcome. He's giving you the strategies and plans to come out of a situation, and he's speaking to you. But it not only are we to be hearers, but we're to be doers of the word. Amen. So it takes some action, you know, to arise, get up out of that place, come out of that place of oppression. You know, rise up. Come out of that place of doubt and unbelief and allow God to do the work of your life. Amen. So real faith is more than just a thought. So we may have the thought, you know, about that promise. We may have the thought about what God wants to do in our lives. But until you put some action to it and start moving on it, it's not going to manifest what God has for you in your life. And then we're talking about, and then, praise the Lord, and then being unstable instead of depending on the other part of that, he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Unstable instead of depending and trusting completely on God. And there's a tendency to, there is a tendency when we don't trust and trust completely in God, depend on him completely, it's like we're keeping our options open for something else. You know, so it's like people in a relationship who don't want to make the commitment because they're thinking maybe there is something else better or there's another option. But God is saying that we need to trust him and depend on him completely. Depend on him. There is no other option. There are no other options but God and his promises and his love for us. Amen. There are no other options. There are no other options. He gave his son Jesus because that's how much he loved us. So there are no other options. Thank you, Lord. Let the, verse 9 and 10, let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but the rich in his humiliation, because as a flower of the field, he will pass away. Faith is, faith in prosperity, faith in things, faith in, getting things and acquiring things. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have those things because God desires that we have, he created things. He created things for us. Amen. He desires for us to have the good things in life. But faith in those things is short-lived. It's just like the wildflowers that disappear. It's just like those flowers of the field that soon will pass away, will wither away. For no sooner has the sun risen with a burning heat than it withers the grass. Its flower falls and its beautiful appearance perishes. So the rich man also will fade away in his pursuits. So our pursuit is to be pursuing Jesus Christ, pursuing the kingdom of God, pursuing the righteousness of God, you know, seeking first the kingdom of God, and all the other things will be added. So we got to first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Thank you, Lord. In verse 12, the last verse, so blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Amen. Praise God. So there is a reward. There is a reward. When you endure, the blessed is those who endure the temptation. Praise God. So when you're staying in that fire, when you're allowing God to work in your life, you know, trusting God for deliverance, for your healing, to bring you out of that situation, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's how much God loves us. That's how much he desires for us to be free. The freedom has been, the liberty has already been created on the cross through Jesus Christ. All we have to do is appropriate it. All we have to do is trust it. All we have to do is have the faith to believe that God will set us free, amen, that we'll be free from that situation. Remember, God is not going to keep you in that place, in that situation, in that hard place. He knows how much you can endure. So embrace the hardships, no matter how difficult they may be. Sometimes when we're in, when we think we're in that, we're in those hard places, see what God is doing. You know, what are you learning from that hard place? What are you learning from that trial, from that temptation? You know, what are you learning? How are you coming out? The trials and sufferings. What are you experiencing? I know for me, when God has brought me out of a place, I know that I've come out stronger. And we can look at all the things that's been happening around us since last year. And we can just sit, we can ask God, you know, see what God has done in our lives. Not focusing so much on, you know, what has happened, but what did God do through us? I know I came out stronger, more empowered, a new sense of boldness, and confident in God's grace and mercy. And then in just asking for wisdom and not realizing that it's just not my own wisdom, my own thinking, my own thoughts. And another thing, it's not all about us. We have to remember that when we're responding to situations that are, you know, that are irritating, you know, the irritating things of life, those things that come up, sometimes it's come up daily, those things that make we find ourselves in conflict with, you know, it's not all about us, but it's all about those around us. We look in at, you know, how we can help someone else. When we come through the situation, when God has delivered us, we can help someone else. We can share the goodness of Jesus Christ and what God did for us. So, in praying and asking God for that love and for that wisdom, how are we responding? How do we want to respond? We want to respond with God's love and with his wisdom. So in order for things to change in our environment, to change around us, our situations, our heart needs to change. Our heart needs to change. Sometimes we just need to sit and reflect and just sit with God and just say, Lord, what is it that needs to be changed in my heart? Amen. Showing the areas that, you know, that we are not totally depending on the Lord. Finding joy in those hard times requires patience. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Don't see the hard times as a negative, but what can you learn from those hard times? Thank you, Lord. So I bless God, you know, for his word on today. I pray that this word has blessed you. I pray that you have been encouraged. I pray that even in that hard place you may be right now, where you're struggling, well, you are don't know how you're going to come out of the situation, you feel so oppressed, know that God's hand is upon you. Know that he's watching you. Know that it's like the refiner's fire, that he is not going to let you stay in that situation longer than you need to. Know that he's going to bring you out And the thing about it, sometimes we're in those situations that we come out of, we don't even really remember. We don't know how we came out of it or when we came out of it. We know that we're out of it. And so that's God's grace and his mercy. Amen. That he will not let us be destroyed in your, you will not be destroyed in your situation. You will not be destroyed in your situation. So during this journey that you're on, your journey to your healing, your journey to your deliverance, your journey to your freedom, your journey to your hope being restored, your journey to your joy being restored, know that you have to empty yourself so that God can fill you, so that you can be refilled, filled with his spirit, so that you can be light for the journey. Amen. God wants to do this for you because this is how much he loves you. He will give you beauty for ashes. He will turn your mourning into dancing. So may God add, may God bless this word. Lord, I just lift up every person who's been listening on today. And I pray, God, that whatever the situation is, whatever they find themselves in that hard place, whatever the trial is, God, whatever the situation is that has caused the hopelessness, that's caused the discouragement, that find themselves in despair, God. Father, I pray now that they will realize that through faith, God, that they can, and trusting in you, Lord, that you will bring them out of the situation. You will bring them out, Lord, hallelujah, and bring them into a wealthy place of your joy, abundant life, Lord, strength, grace, mercy. Lord, we just thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father, I bless your name. If there's anyone, Lord God, who was just finding themselves, Lord, not knowing what to do or which way to go, Lord, that they were unstable in their thinking of God, unstable in their faith, God, I just thank you this morning, Lord, that this word will help them, Lord, to have faith in you, not to be double-minded, oh God, but trusting you completely, oh Lord, and realizing that there are no other options but you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bless you and I thank you for your love on this morning, that you said your love will not be separated from us. I thank you, Lord God, that the enemy cannot snatch us from your hand, O Lord. I thank you this morning, O God, that you are doing a great work in our lives, that you're doing a new thing, O Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us to know. Help us to learn. Help us to see, God, what it is that we needed to know and to learn and of our struggle, O Lord. But, God, we just thank you. We thank you, Father, for loving us. We thank you, God, for bringing us out of that miry clay, O God. We thank you, God, for lifting up our heads, God, and being a shield about us, O Lord. We bless you and we thank you, God, for healing, O Lord, healing our emotions, healing, Lord God, our physical healings, God, our spiritual healings, O Lord, whatever is needed, Lord. We just thank you, God, because you said you would meet every need according to your riches and glory through Jesus Christ, God, that we lack no good thing, O Father. We thank you this morning, O Lord. O God, we bless you and we honor you, O Lord. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, God, for being with us. Thank you, O Lord, for not leaving us, O Lord. Thank you for walking alongside of us. Thank you, God, for gently pulling us back when we've strayed, God, from your path, O Lord. O God, we just thank you and we praise you, O Lord. We give you all glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. All right, now, come on. I know you're not going to disappoint us today. Come on and call with your questions. I know you got a question somewhere down the line. How's that? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord for that encouraging word.
Yes.
That came forth. You know we all need that encouraging word too, don't we? We all need that encouraging word of today. Yes, we do. But I want to ask a question. I'll ask a question for somebody, especially Diane or somebody. Amen. Praise God. How do you find joy when you're in, you know, these different situations? How do you have joy? Now, the Lord says, Father, joy will remain. But we don't mm-hmm. see a whole lot of remaining nowhere. We'll see mm-hmm. the joy remaining. Are people joyous when, you know, things go wrong in their life or somebody's sick? They get real down and their eyes droop down and they just really, you can tell they are in a dilemma. How do you keep from being like that? Do you mm-hmm. you have an idea?
Yeah, the word tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so
yeah.
when we are seeking the Lord, you know, seeking him during those hard times, seeking him when we're in that place that it just seems like it's hopeless and the situation's not going to change. Not relying on our own strength. And it's going to take faith to believe that. And I know that during those times, it's hard, it's a challenge to really put that into action because those places, those hard places can deplete, pull on our strength. And that's when we need to know that it's not our strength. We need to really trust God. And that's where our joy is and coming in knowing that in this, I cannot do this, Lord. I can't do this on my own. I can't do this, and I need you. And that's where we just completely, when I said empty ourselves and knowing that I can't do this, Lord, I need your help. And sometimes we just have to come to the end of ourselves. And I know there are some situations, there are some situations that are really, that put people in a place where, you know, there's heavy grief, there's things that have happened in a lot of, that really causes hopelessness, and they just really do not know what to do. But that's when it is seeking out other saints who can encourage, who can walk alongside them, who can speak life into them. You know, it's not something that a person should go through alone. They should reach out to someone who can pray with them, who can encourage them, who can help them, and even, you know, finding professional help, seeking professional help as well. But in that, God, you know, he did say that the joy of our Lord, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so in just knowing that, that's where we get our strength from. And just staying and meditating on that and staying in that word and just watching God restoring that joy in the person's heart. So it is, the joy of the Lord hasn't left us. You know, it's just, we just need to recognize, we just need to know that it's there and to reach out to it and to appropriate it. You know, the word says that he will daily give us our benefits. We daily have benefits. He would give us everything that we need every day. And so we just need to know how to appropriate those. And so, yes, so sometimes people do find themselves in that place that it is very difficult and challenging. But don't go it alone. Find someone, reach out to someone who can help, who can pray with you, who can walk alongside you, you know, until you get to that place where you're able to see the joy of the Lord, where you're able to see the goodness of the Lord. The word says that I would have fainted if I had not believed I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so knowing that in the, yes, we won't faint, be of good courage. Yes, indeed. So that's I hope that answered your question.
Yes. That answered that part. But I still would, all right, I get your vision, and he won't ask questions. But I want to say this, to ask this. Is that why a lot of people commit suicide and think of committing suicide is because, well, one, they don't know God, and two, mm-hmm. They think they are alone?
It could be they think they're alone. They think that, and there are Christians who commit suicide, who die by suicide. Yeah, because the terminology has changed from commit to die, but yet die by suicide. But it's, I think, as I said, it gets to the place where they just feel hopeless and like things are not going to change. That is the solution to a temporary. It's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. There is a way out. Jesus said there is a way out. He's made a way of escape. And so there is a way out for our situations. And sometimes that place of not knowing or just hopelessness and helplessness cloud our vision that we can, that, you know, that that person may not see that there is a way out, that there is, that it's just totally hopeless. But in Jesus Christ, you know, we have hope. And so it's that, yeah, so it may be a different things why a person does that, but, you know, those are, I'm just thinking that they just come to a place where they just feel hopeless. But sometimes when, in saying that, there are people who have gotten to that point and they, you know, they might leave letters or explanations or something, but otherwise, or they, you know, there's no signs to it, so we just never know. But it's that if any time any person has any type of feelings or in a crisis mode or feeling that way, to call the national suicide hotline immediately and get help.
Amen. I was just sitting listening, and as you was ministering the word of God and the question that Apostle asked, my mind reflect on our Bible talk on last night when we was talking about endure.
Mm-hmm.
And now faith and endurance, I think, is go hand in hand. Trials come and go. We know that. And I was looking at verse 3 when you was ministering, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And Pastor George on last night asked a question, not asked a question, but give a comment, and this is what get, I think, a whole lot of people impatient when they are going through their trials and tribulation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our trials and tribulations should make us strong.
Mm-hmm.
To give a strong, you know, should strengthen our faith. I say it that way. When we should be able to face it head on. Do that make sense? You know, when
mm-hmm.
we are in a situation, because what is faith? Faith is trust in the word of God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If God spoke it, he able to perform it. But what get us is impatience, and that's what I was looking at in verse 3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. We get impatient, and I think we walk away. I have saw it many times. People are the best and be right at the door, and they'll throw up their hand and quit. And we all know that a quitter will never win. And a winner will never win. See, we got to hold out. We got to just wait on God. And faith produce, it's a separation, see, because we got to know that God is who he say he is. He's awesome. He said it.
Yes.
He's all those things, see.
Yes.
So that's my perspective on, and as you, this whole, not stop at verse 12, you went from 1 to 12, but the whole entire chapter 1 is a chapter of our confidence for us to stand in faith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that goes to, absolutely. And so when we're coming out of those situations, when what did we learn and how did we come out? You know, how was our character improved and, you know, all of that. And I know that it, even when seeing people and they come with their problems, they come with their grief, they come with their, you know, discouragement and their hopelessness, they believe God, you know, they love God, but it's because of the heaviness of their situation, it clouds their belief. It clouds their faith. And so once they realize, you know, that once they realize who they are and that's restored, you know, the belief in who they are as a child of God and, you know, what in the situation that may not be able to change, maybe something that they cannot change. And sometimes we find ourselves in situations that we can't really do anything about change. It really does it. We have to trust God with it. But then there's some things that God wants us to do. As I said earlier, that when we sit before him and we trust him and he begins to give strategies and plans about what to do or how to handle the situation, then it's up to, you know, us to have obedience. You know, we talk about the endurance and faith, all those faith, obedience, you know, the endurance. Because we have to have the obedience. When God begins to speak, you know, are we going to move on what God says? Are we going to be a doer of his word, not only just a hearer? That's when it says, you know, the word can be in our thoughts. They can be in our mind. But if it's not in our heart and able to move on it and do something about it, you know, like Abraham, when he was going to sacrifice his son, you know, he had the faith. He moved on it. Oh my gosh, that was a tough thing if you think about that, and that was a tough thing, but he trusted God. He had the faith to believe, but God wanted to show him, God wanted Abraham to see the faith that he had. And I think sometimes that is too, when we are in those situations, God wants us to see really that our faith, that we really do have strong faith. But sometimes we may not believe it ourselves, but because of those situations and because sometimes those things come up that we just need to see that we do have the faith to believe and trust God.
Right. I am in total agreement with you. Now, it's we know that the world is moved by faith. Now, but some people have a gift of faith.
Mm-hmm.
See, so that's a difference.
Oh yes,
to
absolutely.
To accept Christ, you got to have faith. Am I right? See,
that's right. Mm-hmm.
Some people have a gift of faith because there's nine gifts of the Spirit, and one of the gifts is gifts of faith. See, so that's a difference.
Right.
See, some people believe God anyway. See, they just trust God. You know, for the little things as well as the big things or whatever, they just trust God. And now others have to come up to a measure of faith. See, so I think God deals with us according to our measure of faith. That's why the scripture says that he searches our heart, knows what's in the minds of our spirit, see. And through trials, our faith should be strengthened. You just said that. See, I believe that, but we have a tendency to forget so quickly, so early. Why is that? That's my question. You know, that we just like the children of Israel, during the time that when God opened up the Red Sea for them and they went across, and the Bible say just 3 days, they forgot about the Red Sea spirit. Dollar Addison, you got to call them. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Shouldn't we have enough faith in our leaders to pass the word of God to us for us to continue to be, I'll put it this way, shouldn't we have enough faith in our shepherds to lead us? That's my question.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just saying, yeah, we should have faith in our leaders, but our leaders is man. You know, when I say man, I'm just talking about the human race. So we have to have faith in the word of God. That's why we have to search out the word for ourselves. We have to study the word ourselves. We have to know what God's word says about us. Because if not, we could be led astray. So we can't depend on, you know, a leader's completely. So there's some action that we have to take on ourselves as well, and that's studying the word for ourselves and getting into the word and knowing what God says about us and what his promises are. And so, yes, I hope that answered your question.
I want to add to that. Yeah, sure. Leaders give out the word. Now, the sheep have to take heed. And this is the problem. The leader of the ministry can't be with you 24/7. See, it's a time now that you have to grow up. See, faith grows. I think when you plant a seed, we apostle talk about it all the time. The seed just don't stay in the ground. It's planted there, and when you water it, some gonna spring up. See, it's time now to quit crawling. It's time to walk. A baby be on pelvin, they be on milk, and then sometimes you got to get off the milk of the word. It's time to eat some meat. And you see, and now as it is in the natural, it's the same in the spirit. And this is what's the problem. People are relying on the leaders, and I think it can be a crutch, can hurt them. See.
Yeah.
See, you have to learn to stand on your own two feet. And that's what happened to the children of Israel. They, after Joshua time and after the prophets and them, they didn't have nobody. So they had to get a king. They always wanted somebody to lead them instead of looking to the true and the living God. And this was the problem. People looking at the leader instead of looking to God. See,
yeah.
And that's what the leader do. We lead you to Christ. And then we have to get out the way. The rest is between you and the Lord. Am I right? Ella, help me out. If I'm right there. Huh?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And also, yes, and so, and again, too, sometimes if a leader, you know, for some reason something happens and the leader falls or whatever, then if that's where all your confidence is and what you know, then where's your faith level? What will happen to that, you know, to that person's faith level? So I agree with, yeah.
Okay. That's answer you.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We have another caller. We got another caller? Oh, we don't? Okay. All right. All right. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Phil Addison, anything else? You have a few more minutes.
No. Yeah, no, that was a very good question. But I just think that it is, as you said, that it's, some people have to come off of the milk and desire the meat, desire the weightier things of the word. And so I think it's just how much faith, you know, how much growth. I think it's just how much a person wants to develop their faith level. And, and so not depending on, you know, on the leader or someone else, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
amen.
That's all I have. I don't have anything else.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for that word coming forth today, faith under pressure. I tell you, that's some awesome word. We thank God for that word right now in the name of Jesus. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on that link. And I know by hearing the word today, you will not want to miss tomorrow's broadcast at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Share it with a friend today and know that calling number is 347 347-857-3925. Again, that's 347-857-3925. Share it with a friend today and tell them, hey, you missed the broadcast today. Click on the link, visit this page, and don't forget to call in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and hear another awesome woman of God, Pastor Sharon, bringing forth the word. And always remember that word is a right now word. It may not be for you, but you know it is for somebody. I tell you, God is good. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Have faith today, even when we are under pressure. Know that you serve an awesome and powerful God. So tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed.
Let God.
He can handle it all. Yes,
let God.
Let God.